Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's your host, Eric.
All right. Good afternoon out there. Welcome to Let's Talk. I am your host, Eric Jackson. It is Mud Monday. Hope everybody had a nice weekend out there. I know my weekend was hot. It was very, very hot. So I hope you had a little bit more cooler weather where you were compared to where I am. But if not, it's all good. Now, like I say, this is Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. If you want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can join me in my chat room. You know, just go to blogtalkradio.com and just /EricJackson62 and enter the chat room. And I'll be more than happy to chat with you there also. Now, as we do every Monday, the day is what? Open Mic Monday. Now, on Open Mic Monday, we talk about anything and everything that happened over the weekend. Now, this does, you know, it's not like Fun Friday, y'all, so let's straighten that up now. Not like Fun Friday. We're talking about some serious stuff here. And, you know, so if you heard something over the weekend you want to talk about or just join in, period, you know, feel free. Feel free. We got 2 whole hours to talk about whatever and whenever you want to. So, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to go ahead and start this discussion off here this afternoon. Now, you know, it's an election year. I understand it's an election year. And, you know, there are some things that's just going to be put out there, you know, about both candidates. But I think it just goes a little bit too far. You know, today we're going to open the show. We're going to talk about this billboard in Caldwell, Idaho. That's right, Caldwell, Idaho. You know, and this is a billboard that often features, you know, anti-President Obama messages, and it's sponsored by some libertarian group called the Ralph Smead Foundation. Now, what is the Ralph Smead Foundation? I don't know, but we have to figure that out. We just know it's a libertarian group, right? Well, check this out. Up there on the billboard, they has a picture of the president and the Colorado shooter, the Aurora, Colorado shooter, side by side. Okay? And the one says, we get upset because the Colorado shooter killed all those people. But they say, for killing everybody, President Obama's foreign policy, you know, he gets a Nobel Peace Prize. And then the caption is, what is the difference? You know, and their point is, they put that billboard up there just to say that because we're so worried about, you know, the Colorado shooting that, you know, we're forgetting about our soldiers that's being killed daily in Afghanistan. All right, and now, of course, this was according to Mr. Maurice Clements, a foundation member. So I guess he's a member of this libertarian group that authorized the billboards. Now, let's really take a look at this. Number one, it's a political billboard, regardless of how they place it. It's a political billboard. But who in the hell he think is not remembering the soldiers in Afghanistan? Huh? Not really. How in the world do they think we're not thinking about our brothers, husbands, daughters, wives, mothers, fathers, sisters over there putting their lives on the line on a daily basis? You know, how are we forgetting that to the extent that you got to put up a billboard with the president next to James Holmes saying it's the same principle? It is not the same principle. It is not. And how dare you put that up there? No, that shows that you're lacking something up top and your whole group is lacking something. If that's what you are relating to the Aurora shooting about, We upset because of that, and we forgetting about the people, our soldiers in Afghanistan is dying. That is the furthest thing from the truth. You know, it really is. Now, here's another question, though. I'm trying to look at this on both sides. Or was this billboard just another way of taking a shot at the president of the United States? No, they used the premise of, you know, Afghanistan, the soldiers in Afghanistan, but was it just another political billboard taking a shot at the president? Once again, this country is amazing. You know, it sometimes it's just downright funny because, you know, some of the things that's done. You know, yes, we are a free country. When you can take and put your president up on a billboard, and this is in Idaho, Caldwell, Idaho, you know, and with your president on one side, a mass killer on the other, and said there's really no difference except for people were upset about one, and the president got a Nobel Peace Prize for the other. You know? I mean, where's the, and why would you do that anyway? No, the wounds haven't healed from the shooting, but why would you do something like that? Huh? Why would you do something like that? You know, where is the empathy? I'm not going to say sympathy. Where's the empathy for these people? You know, and it's crazy because apparently nobody's really saying much. Well, maybe that's the right way to do. Don't say much about it. Just let it go on and float on by. Right? But I thought that was something we need to talk about. You know, dang on billboard with the president and the shooter on there and thinking they're the same. That is crazy. That really is. That's just downright dumb. Just downright dumb. Now, since I got that on my chest, today is Open Mic Monday. So, like I mentioned before, if you got something on your mind you want to talk about, hey, call me up. We can talk about anything today. If you want to call in, it's 347-838-8666. Oh, boy, here we go. All right, let me start again. It's 347-838-8622. You can email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com, or you can join me in my chat room. Either way, we can communicate. And that's what I'm talking about, because it's all about communicating and getting it off your chest. Ain't no need of sitting there and letting it eat at you. No, call on in. That's why the show is called Let's Talk. I am your host, Eric Jackson, and we can talk about anything you want to. It's Open Mic Monday. And trust me, we can get into it as deep as you want to go. We got 2 hours of show, y'all. 2 hours, so we can do what we want to. That's all I'm letting you know about. Now, moving right along. You know, getting back to the billboards, you know, that's just disrespectful. You know, and y'all, really? No, this is, I hate to say it, but this is the since I've been an adult, this is the most disrespect I have ever seen the President of the United States been given since I've been living. And I'm not going to lie about that. You know, then you have Dick Cheney, who just came back off dang on triple bypass and all that and you know, shooting folk in the face. And he going to get on TV and want to criticize the president, too. Why? Why are you going to press? Because he's not talking about doing war like you and Mr. Bush was doing? Huh? Because you don't agree with him? That makes him the worst president? Even worse than Jimmy Carter? Are you serious? You know, and we just, you know, you have to look at these things, what these people are saying. It's just disrespectful. It's just disrespectful, period. You know, and we're talking about the president of the United States. We have Rush Limbaugh calling the president a thug. You know, him and his crew. You know, that's not the way you respect a man. That man has earned everything he's gotten, just like they did. But you don't see the dang on. you don't see them disrespecting anybody else, do you? I'm saying we need to work on this, people. America, we need to work on this. But that's all right. We're going to get more into this tomorrow because I got a great show scheduled for tomorrow. So we're going to go on, keep it on live, keep it going here on Open Mic Monday. Now, hey, daddy's little girl, I see you out there. I think you'd be interested in this this next story. Okay. We're going to go to Los Angeles now. We're moving from Idaho to Los Angeles. So if you got your map out there, you know you can go ahead and follow. This is a 41-year-old mother left her 12-year-old daughter naked in a car after parking the car near a school where she worked at and just left the girl inside. Now, the neighbors called the police and reported a naked girl foraging in garbage cans for food. Now, when the police found the girl, she was back in the car. She still didn't have any food, no water, or clothing, with the window, passenger side window, cracked. Now, just from reading that right there, you would think You would be upset about that too, right? I would be like, how in the hell can you just leave your child like that? Well, apparently she was trying to abandon the child, really. She really was. So that's telling me she didn't need to have that child back. You know what I mean? She didn't need it. You know, you left a 12-year-old child. In a car, butt naked, with the window cracked, no food, no water, no clothes. You know, no, she just said she worked at the school. Didn't say whether she was a teacher or not. Just said she was parked where she worked at the school. Now, but besides that, here's what really ticked me off about this whole story. Okay. Once they caught the lady, know what her sentence was? She was charged with one misdemeanor count of child endangerment. Do y'all hear what I say? One misdemeanor count of child endangerment. And if convicted, could serve up to 1 year in jail. You understand what I'm saying? But you done left a human grown child in a car, butt naked, no food, no water, window cracked, probably in 80, 90 degree heat, and you mean to tell me that's all we going to charge you with is one misdemeanor count of child endangerment, and all you can do is serve up to 1 year in jail? And but guess what? And probably, in addition to that, you'll probably end up just with probation or community service. You know, I'm just saying. Probably end up with probation and community service. We're talking about a 12-year-old child. A 12-year-old child. And that's the max punishment the mother can receive? Huh? But yet, Michael Vick got what, 5 years for fighting dogs? Am I the only one that sees something wrong with that? Huh? And I mean, really? Am I the only one who sees something wrong with the way that's working here? You know, maybe the lady was, maybe she had a mental issue or something. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, just one misdemeanor count, But you give another man 5 years for fighting dogs. So you trying to tell me that dogs have more rights now than our children? You know, and if that's the case, that is so wrong. That is so wrong. So what should we do about that? Huh? What can we do about that? I really want to know. She left a 12-year-old child, and it was a girl. If I'm not mistaken, it was a girl. 12 years old, butt naked, in a car, by school. You know, well, what? A school. That's what I'm saying. Not just, I mean, butt naked in the car, in the school, butt naked in the car, no clothes, no food, no water, window rolled up. To the point where the child had to go and look through garbage cans for food. There's something wrong with that. And only thing, you mean to tell me the only thing she gets is one misdemeanor count of endangering a child and can only spend only up to 1 year in prison, in jail? See, that's, I don't understand this. But that's the way our society is, right? That's the way our society is right now. But let somebody do something to an animal. Somebody do something to an animal. Man, if that was an animal, you've been on the national news. You know what I mean? Everybody been outraged, upset, trying to put the folk under jail. You know what I'm saying? But this is a child we're talking about, and you don't hear nothing about it. You don't hear, you don't hear anything about this. A child, a 12-year-old little girl. A 12-year-old little girl. We're not talking about an adult. We're not talking about, somebody that can handle themselves. A 12-year-old little girl in a car naked. Now, that tells me, you know, I need to, if I was the one, the officers who showed, I think we need to investigate this person a little bit more, don't you think? When you think that calls for a little bit more investigation into this person? No, if convicted, here's the thing, if convicted, what you mean if convicted? She left the child in the car. You know what I mean? And I see I got a nice little conversation going on in the chat room. And, you know, a lot of people feel like they're more concerned with children overseas or not in other countries than our own children here in the country. Do y'all feel that is what the problem is? Right now, our kids really aren't important to anyone. If that's what it is, the system has got to the point to where our kids are just, they're there. No, it's CPS come and get them, CPS come and get them. Oh, well. But you always got, and y'all have a point in the chat room, because that's all you see. You don't see them as frequently as you used to now. You know, to where, you know, everybody's trying to get you to send money overseas to feed this child and feed that child. But you know what? We have hungry, homeless children right here in the United States as well. We do. Right here in the United States, we have hungry children too. In fact, I was watching a 60 Minutes last night about a couple of families that was homeless, living in a car. They had children. You know, yes, there's a gaping hole somewhere in our system. But I'm talking about right now, I want to get back to this 12-year-old girl. You know, in the car, butt naked, no clothes, no food, no water, with the window cracked down. What kind of mother does something like that? You know, what kind of mother does that to your child? And the only thing she can get is up to 1 year in jail? That's it, just 1 year. And like I mentioned before, she probably won't get that, get probation, some community service, have to go and see a psychiatrist or something. Now, my question is she still going to get this child back? Because if she did that one time, what makes you think next time won't be worse? But you don't hear nobody upset about that. That's just like it's an everyday occurrence. Okay, whatever. But you go out there and look at the news right now. Somebody talking about some animals that done been hurt. You know, is it me or is it just me or do y'all understand? There's a problem somewhere here with this system that we call justice. There really is. You know, for you, everybody just coming in, thank you for listening. This is Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today's show is Open Mic Monday. So if you got anything you want to talk about, let's do it. We got 2 hours to talk. We can get as deep as you want to, and we can talk about it as long as you want to. So, hey, feel free. Dial in 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or join me in the chat room. Right now, we have an excellent conversation going on. So, hey, just join in. It's free, it's friendly, it's free, and get it off your chest, because it is Monday. I know something went on over the weekend you're not happy about. All righty then. Now, get on back to what we was talking about. It just, and right now we're talking about a 41-year-old mother that left her 12-year-old daughter naked in a car. Yeah, at the parking lot car near a school where she worked, where the mother worked at. You know, where the mother worked at. Now I'm just going by the story. So, if you out there, you have children. Look at your child and just imagine them in a car, butt naked. No clothes, no food, no water. With the window half rolled up near a school. Just looking at that child right now, how does that make you feel? Knowing that the person that did that can only get up to 1 year in jail? That's all, just 1 year? And be charged one misdemeanor count of child endangerment? A misdemeanor? Really? Shouldn't it be a little bit more than a misdemeanor, I would think? Huh? Let's see what we got going on in the chat room over here. Say, that baby will more than likely end up in the foster care system. Another would say, where are the other family members? Say, be bounced around from home to home. This happens every day. That's the sad reality of this. And you are correct. You are correct. But see, then, and here's the other thing. Now we creating a whole nother issue. Because now we have another child removed from, you know, the home structure. And bouncing around somewhere else now. So I'm not saying there was any stability in this with her mother, but as one of my other people in the chat room say, where was the other family? You know, where is the rest of the family? Okay, I guess, could it be that they moved to Los Angeles from somewhere else? Could she use that as an excuse to why she did it? So, y'all, I really don't think so. See, there could have been more charges brought about concerning the defendant. So with this particular charge, she gets a slap on the wrist. Well, you know what? Them good old slaps on the wrist. You know, that's not. We need to do more to stop some of this stuff. You know, I got somebody that said, bounced around from home to home is better than naked in a car. And then you may have a point there. You actually may have a point. Being bounced around is better than being naked in a car in 90-degree heat with no food and no water. No, but once again, as I say, if it was an animal, oh, my goodness. Oh, man, it would have been hot and popping. Hot and popping. You know, and then we got all these young kids on the street, homeless, homeless. But what are we doing about that? What are we doing about that? Not a dang on thing. Not a dang on thing. Because that's not important to us. We more worried about getting stray dogs and cats neutered and spayed and off the side of the road than anything else. No, that's, I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just putting it out there. Yeah, I know it's true. It's not like it's something that is not known. No, but we just failed to do it. And some of us are guilty for it, too, because we see it happening, and we just like, okay, it's not my child. No, somebody said, leave the kid with family until you are settled in the new city. And that is a good point. You know, that is something you can do. Those out there that want to move from city to city, you got kids, go to the cities first by yourself and get settled. Then come back and get your child once you are settled in. No, that takes the pressure off of you. It really does. It takes the pressure off of you, and your kid doesn't have to be subjected to things like being left in the car but naked. You know, let's see. Dad's little girl said, there are more shelters for animals than there are homeless children. See? And you know what's so bad about it? You don't hear anything about the shelters for the homeless. You don't. And you're right. Many times family members are unaware of the abuse, neglect, so therefore the child is left unprotected. In some cases, yes. In some cases, but there are other cases, and we know some cases where we know what's going on with the family. We know what's going on with that child. But we still don't step in and say anything. Am I right? Am I right? You know, why we ain't gonna step in it? That's not my business. That's what you say. That's not my business. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know, and basically, that's when everything goes haywire. Until something is really done to the child that hurts that child, then now you want to say, well, I knew it was going on all along. Well, then if that's the case, you was part of the problem too, because you never stood up and said anything. You know, you got them young mothers out there that have no idea what they're doing. Some of you experienced moms, and you know they're going to give you attitude, because that's the mentality now of the young mothers, young parents. Give you attitude. But you know more than they do. Eventually, they're going to listen if you keep talking to them. But first, you got to open up your mouth. But it's not to get away from what this lady did was wrong. But I am just appalled at the sentence and what she was charged with. No, only up to 1 year? Really? Maybe I'm looking at it too seriously. Maybe that's what it is. But I know that's a 12-year-old little girl. A 12-year-old little girl. Butt naked. And here's the other thing, people. She was butt naked. Out looking for food. Out looking for food. 12-year-old girl. Hasn't anybody realized that we have issues going on now with perverts and things around here? So why are you going to leave your naked 12-year-old daughter in a car anyway? Why? You know, and I guess to say, well, you know, you can always say, at least it wasn't a boy. That is not the point. That is, this was a child in the neighborhood out looking for food butt naked. And I guess when she didn't find any, she went ahead and got back in the car. So, you know, and I see I have a caller. Let me see what my caller got to say. Hello. Welcome to
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Improv, aka the Celebrity Impersonator. I was just listening to you right then.
Oh, okay. What you got to talk about on my subject, man?
I think what should really go down, whoever's supposed to be looking after the child should let somebody just take two sludge hammers and just let them stand with no shoes on and hit both of their baby toes.
Both of their baby toes?
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you make one sound, you get two more licks.
Okay. But what is that going to do to stop all this craziness, man?
We just go to church, man. That's about the best. You got to believe in Jesus, man. That's the only way we're going to stop this. How did she get out the house with no clothes on?
Well, apparently her mama put her in that car like that.
There you go. Well, the mama did it then. She know the little girl was naked when she came out the house.
Yeah.
When she locked that front door and was headed to the car, she knew the girl didn't have on no clothes then.
Now, the question is, did anybody see her getting in the car like that?
Did the mama have on clothes?
Huh?
Did the mama have on clothes?
Mama was going to work at the school.
See there.
The mama parked the car by the school where she worked at and got out and walked to work.
And she was going to let the car be the babysitter.
Yeah, I guess so.
Uh-huh.
Now,
okay,
I don't know how she babysitter butt naked with the car. I mean, what butt naked had to do with it, but this we were talking about a 12-year-old daughter, child, though, female, in a car butt naked, you know, in a neighborhood that she probably didn't know.
See, yeah.
You know,
she should have got up 2 hours earlier.
I mean, and you mean to tell me only thing she could face, and then say she will say she could face is 1 year in jail? No, man, that's not sounding right to me.
I'm going to tell you what she need. She need 1 year. She need life in jail with no clothes. That's probably what she just the same thing. The Bible said, do unto others the same thing you did to somebody else. Well, it didn't say it like that, but it.
I know
what it's saying, but.
Yeah, man, I know what you're saying. Well, hold on. I got another call on the line. Hold on. Hello. Welcome to Let's Talk. What you got for me?
Hi, I have a point of view that I would like to bring up from a different side. I understand that the mom left the baby in the car, and I'm not saying that that's right. But what I am saying is that, let's say she left the child in the car. We are in the summer months where we have weather-breaking heat record levels, right? So the child may have experienced some type of a delusional period and took off her own clothes and began wandering through the streets. While the mom is gone for leaving the child in a car and the child suffering a mental lapse, that doesn't mean that the mom like left the baby in the car with no clothes on.
Okay.
And I don't know either of them. Let me just say that. I don't know nobody.
Yeah.
I'm just listening to the show and wondering if that could be it versus just leave the baby in the car because the girl is 12 years old.
Yeah. So if there's something wrong with the little girl, man, the best thing to do is never to leave a child like that naked at the age of 12 is to have another
you
super
don't know that you don't know that she left the child naked. No, you don't know that. You know that that's how
she put the baby
found.
In the car.
Yeah, the she.
Who put the baby
she,
in the car?
She left
the child walked to the car. She's 12 years old.
Who was driving?
The mother, duh. She drove to the school, parked the car a couple of blocks from the school, and walked herself to work.
When she looked back there and seen that girl naked, she should have went back in the house and got some clothes.
Again, there's an assumption that she left the child naked. There's an assumption that she put the child in the car naked. What I'm saying is we don't know that.
Oh, well, we're going by what the report says. It says she left that child in the car naked.
That's how the child was found.
Yes. Okay, so you drove all the way up to the school with this naked child. You got out the car, walked to work with this child in the car naked. So at what point in the car did you not notice that this child was naked?
Where did you find this story? Where did you find this story? Because all I'm saying is, I didn't hear anyone say that that's how she left the child. What I heard was just how the child was found.
Okay. Well, I posted the link in the chat room.
In the chat room?
Yeah.
So do you believe the little girl took the clothes off after the mama got out the car?
I do believe that that's possible if she were left in a vehicle in the summer heat where if it's 106 outside, it's 130 in the car. That's all I'm saying. That's why you get in trouble for leaving your pets in the car.
Well, here's the point to that. Since you said that, then why did she just leave it in the car anyway? If it was that hot outside with just
that's
a window crack.
That's the point I want y'all to get to. Stop stressing on the fact that she left the girl in the car naked. She left the girl in the car, period. Point blank, period. That's the point that I needed to hear somebody address. Not that she left her in this car naked. Because that's irrelevant. That she left her in the car in this record-breaking heat levels. That's the part that y'all need to be addressing. That right there. That's all. But I love you.
All right. Okay, so we got why did she leave the child in the car. Okay. We got that, Paul. We got that. Okay.
Look, it's the bottom line. The child was left in the car. Okay? The child was left in the car. I understand that. But here's my thing. This is a 12-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is a little girl. Bad enough, little boys ain't safe now either. But you're talking about a 12-year-old girl left in the car by herself. To add to it, whether she took the clothes off or she came out the house with her clothes off, you know,
So let me pose this other question, okay? Let me just say this, because my child is 12, will be 13 next month, August.
Should the mama know that she was going to leave the baby in the
car when she was here? Hold on. At 12, 13 years old, you have enough sense to go and knock on a door and say, my mom left me in a car.
Not if you're scared of.
No,
you have enough sense to go knock on the door. They're teaching them in school about CPS. They're teaching them in school about what's around the right situation for them to be.
Let me back up for a moment. You said something, and I just want to ask. Okay, so you say the child may have had a mental issue or what have you, right?
A mental lapse due to the heat.
So,
yes.
Okay, so why did the mom leave her in the car alone anyway?
No. I said a mental lapse. Due to the heat. If it's 106 outside and you left a child, pet, or whatever in a car, it's probably 150 in the car. 2 minutes of that, anybody's going to have a mental nap. That's all.
The mama should have knew that.
The mama got out the car and walked. The mama got out the car and walked to work. See, that's what I'm saying. She got out of the car and she left and walked to work. It's not like she was just going in the store or anything. She got out and went to work.
Yes, and all I'm saying is, okay, this is the norm for them because my 12-year-old is going to go knock on the door and be like, my mama just left me.
But this child didn't knock on the door. The neighbors called because she was in looking through trash cans for food.
Again, that's the norm.
That means her mama had to be gone for a visit. I know she go to work
for
more
longer
than
just going to work. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
She done did that before.
I just said that.
You know, she was just trying to abandon the child altogether. See, that's something we haven't discussed. Maybe she's just trying to leave the child right there.
So we can get out of one house.
I mean, you know,
that's
if we're going to explore all angles of it.
That's very possible. But you have said that she received 1 year.
Yeah, well, she ain't received that yet. She could receive up to 1 year.
What's the charge?
One count of misdemeanor of child endangerment.
Well, I mean, that's what she did.
No, that's what she did, huh? Well, I think she need a little bit more than just that. Up to 1 year?
However,
misdemeanor?
Yeah, because she probably
she
had no
choice. She should have tried to find somebody that's babysit or something.
But see, here's the thing, though. We got people going to jail for longer than that for dogs and animals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about a 12-year-old little girl, a human being, and you mean you could get up to 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
I've been Michael Vick for 956 years or something.
And there's, you don't see a problem with that.
I didn't say I didn't see a problem with it. What I'm saying is that if she don't have any other priors on her record, and that's the charge she was charged with, I mean, then you can't. Well, I don't agree with it morally.
Well,
she
should not be a babysitter then. She don't need no kind of
daycare. She can be a parent, let alone a babysitter. But what's the mental status of the mom? Hell, the mom may have some mental issues.
She was in the heat.
I mean, if she got mental issues, they can't prosecute her to the fullest extent of the law because she got some mental issues. And her mom had told her that was okay to do. I mean, all you have is an article, and you don't have the full knowledge to make a judgment on the situation.
Does the article say what her mama work at?
She works at a school.
At
she was
school.
A
teacher.
Smart. She's smart.
Yeah,
she
graduated.
She's a teacher's aide. You don't need any type of certification nor diploma to go be a teacher's aide. That don't mean she's
you know
smart.
How hot it is outside, though.
That don't mean she's smart.
I know
the kids ain't even never went to first grade. You know how hot it is outside.
I mean, but y'all still talking about.
No, y'all wasn't still talking about that. That's missed on the other end over there.
Yeah, you know how it is.
But no, see, y'all. But the thing is,
man, I'm talking about.
Look at a little bit better than that.
Yeah. I almost dropped that one time, but I knew how hot, what hot and cold meant, you know. I knew it. I almost dropped that, man, but, you know, the hot and cold, I knew I had to answer that one.
You had to answer
that
one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good job. You smart.
Since I got y'all on the line, we're going to talk about something else here. This black couple in
Mississippi. Move on.
That was planning to get married in this predominantly white church that they
attended. Oh, yeah.
However, when they got time to get married, they told they couldn't get married in that church. What y'all think about that?
I don't think
that they should stop nobody from getting married because of the color, you know, the skin. I mean, you know. I mean, was it their church or was they trying to borrow the church for the wedding?
No, they actually attended this church frequently.
See, right there, if they went to that church, they already seen signs of them folks that want them to get married. they ain't just pop up, now we don't want y'all to get married. Now, yeah, when they were giving out communion and they didn't pass by you and they gave out the crackers, they knew. When they them crackers in the juice, they mistakenly didn't give you yours. Yeah, right there. When the pastor laid hands on everybody and they just miss you, and they were going down the line. See,
but seriously, here you go. They made the plans. They had sent out the invitations. Okay, they'd done everything. However, when it got close and the pastor was letting everybody know the church, they told the pastor he better not do the wedding or they were gonna vote him out. No, apparently this church hasn't had any blacks get married in it since its inception in 1883.
So the pastor was okay with it?
Yes, because eventually the pastor married them down the street in another church. Now, this was in Crystal Springs, Alabama.
Yeah,
the First Baptist Church of Crystal Springs. So it wasn't because of the location that this should be expected? another sign of how backwards this race thing is beginning to get. I'm asking questions. Y'all talk to me.
How
backwards it's starting to get. It's just been that way. I mean,
it's one of them.
It's not as
right
often,
there.
And you don't always hear about it.
It's one
but
of them.
As
areas.
members, they should be upset because they're a member of the church, and now all of a sudden you're saying that we can't get married. It's one thing if they were not members there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the pastor ought to have an issue with it. It's his church.
Well, it's his church, but I guess
the most important thing, who helped make the invitation?
That ain't important.
Well, it sounds like it is, because
that's
it might
you
not be what it sounds
like. That's not important. I'm just going to help you out.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to move on. I got a question that came out in my chat room, and it's a dang good question.
What's the question?
Here we go. Miss Extraordinaire wants to know why folks don't want to vote in their local election.
Why they don't
want to vote?
I'm going to
tell you something about
the vote.
Okay,
why they do not want to vote in their local election, huh?
Man, check this out. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I've been having the same life with Reagan, because I was born in 81. My life ain't changed with Bush. It ain't changed with Clinton. It ain't changed with Obama. I've been going through the same thing, the same pace.
Uh-huh.
It don't look like now one of them going to change nothing, because I've been going through the same thing ever since I was a kid.
Ever since you was a kid. So
my life ain't
changed.
You should still be having the same struggles from when you was a kid.
Nine cent bag of chips.
So what you
nine said nine cent, but I'm trying to get at least a number one. I mean, if I could just get a number one. I'm still on the double, the 99 dollar burger.
Wait a minute, y'all. What does that have to do with the local voting for your local
election?
Well,
I mean, I ain't never seen the local people.
Let me say this. Most times in your local election, you're voting for your judges, your district attorneys, your mayor. Outside of the mayor, a lot of people don't really deal with the judges. They don't deal with the district attorneys, the county attorneys. They don't deal with those people, so they really could care less.
Yeah. And see, stuff like, you have to go to jail to know who the local police is.
But is that still an excuse?
You don't have to go to jail.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the only time I thought you'd see them.
Wait, is that still an excuse not to vote?
Now you can go ahead and vote, because, I mean, whoever they're going to pick anyway, I guess.
But what if your vote is the one, what if your vote is the actual one to, how can I put it, make the decision?
Yeah. Well, I move so much, so I don't know who the local people. So, man, I move, and I don't know who the mayor and the governor is.
Mm-hmm. So, don't you think... Well, hold on. Wait a minute. Well, hold on. Okay. Now, you know, it's... You know, because Mr. Storm now, she's eating y'all up in the chat room here. You know.
Okay.
She says, you know, exactly, school board, commissioner, schools. Yeah, what about the schools?
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, you can't complain if things aren't going your way, if you're not taking the time to get to know who's in charge of those things and what's going on in your community, and then getting out and voting and making, you know, your one vote does make a difference.
Yeah, people, y'all need to go out and vote and learn who these people's is.
Actually, I do vote, sir. I do.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You know,
change sides. I think everybody need to go out and learn who the people is and just get to know them.
Now, wait a minute. Now.
Let's clean that up a little bit.
Let's clean that up a little. Don't just go out and vote. Find out who is running first, all right? Find out what they stand for. You know, do they match what you stand for? Don't just go out there and vote for anybody.
I think we said get to know them.
If you like blue, don't vote for nobody like green. Vote for the one that likes blue like you do. You know, at least y'all like blue together.
You got to be a little more deeper than that. You want to get
okay,
to know them.
Okay, a little bit more. Okay, let me see.
That's like a woman saying she like a football team because of the color of the uniform. What the heck is that? No, no, you got to do better than that.
The living more better. Okay.
Yeah, because Mr. Shorten said, find out where your tax dollars are going. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm glad she said that because, in fact, Thursday I did a show on transparency. You know, that's part of it. Find out where your money going. You know,
okay.
Find out
okay.
Well,
the best
money.
Thing to do is try to find out which one is going to get AT&T the lower the prices of the cell phone bill. If you know, if you find one that'll do that with you, that's probably be just join with them. Find out which one they're going to make the gas price go down from $3 around about $1.99 if they can. That's probably
okay, look,
the best
look, let me tell you, okay. Let me see, and this is a misconception that a lot of people believe about this gas. We don't control what that gas price is going to be.
Man, you know what, though? I got something to say now.
Go ahead.
The gas. Now, see, this is a real trip now. They said that the United States was running out of gas, but all that gas leaked out there in the Gulf, where they come from? They want to go all over in Iraq and shoot Bin Laden and all them people, and we got the gas over here on the ground leaking out into the ocean.
Well, y'all
better go vote. Y'all better vote for the right one.
It was oil, yes, but I mean that still has to be collected, harvested, treated, and all, and converted.
Well, they need to have some people then. $18 hour, y'all.
But
okay.
the actual individuals that controls the gas prices and how much gas price is going to be are overseas.
Yeah.
Because that's where they meet, and OPEC decides, a price of a gallon of oil is going to be this. And that determines what the actual gallon of gas is going to be. So basically, the higher it goes, the higher you're going to pay for gas. The lower the price is for a gallon, the lower you'll pay. Now, don't get it wrong. We do have some reserves here in the United States that can be used if necessary. And I think at one point, President Obama did actually authorize that.
Okay.
At
least
it
didn't go to $5, man.
Well, it depends on where you live at.
Okay.
Depends on where you live at. Up north, let's say New York, California, they may actually be seeing $5 a gallon. I think I heard they were at one point in California, but that depends on the cost of living of where you are. Like right here where I'm at, shoot, when it gets $3.65, I'm complaining. So, I mean, some other places, I think when the prices went down recently, there was some places like under $2.99. So, it just depends on your locale, where you are.
Yeah, I know. It's just struggling. Gas so high, you just got to stay at the dollar.
But you know what?
I'll
be honest. Being a high gas, maybe that's a blessing, though. Maybe some of us will get up off our couch and walk around the corner to the store or something. Get a little exercise in. I mean, if
you stop something about people, so like the people that's overweight and getting on there, that's probably if that happens, they probably won't have no show no more. The gas keep going up, we'll just start back walking. That's how they did in the Bible. That's how they did in the 60s.
Now, that's how we did in the 70s.
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay, y'all. I may have told on myself on that one, but
I remember one time I got to walk in when I told this thing I was grown. Well, you know how it be. It stuff happened to you. You just look up in the beat out. Just our friend, she done hung up.
Huh? Yeah, she done hung up. She done hung up.
Yeah.
But So when we talk about voting, though, we need to stay on top of that one. But don't just go out there to vote because, like you say, green, you like the color green, or you like the name, Debonair or something like that. Find out what these folk are representing. Because I know all of the ads around here, I see on TV around here, they got the same thing going on. We're going to appeal Obamacare. Excuse me, the Senate has already done that 33 times and it's still in effect. What are you going to appeal? Tell me something else. Tell me something new. You see what I'm saying? Tell me something new. Heck, we just recently had local elections. Half the people didn't know who was running. In fact, I didn't know one of them. I wouldn't have known one of the candidates running if I just hadn't met him at the VA one day trying to get some records. So, that's what I'm saying. If you don't go out there and do your research and find out, you'll just be in the dark.
So you better, you can Google them. Put them in the Google. Google know everything.
But see, that's the problem, too. We have become too dependent on Google and Facebook and all that. We become dependent on
it. Okay, man, that and computer know everything in life. You can go in there and ask, what is your baby daddy going to be? Now, I bet you Google can come up with it before you even find him. Google is just that powerful right now.
Is that powerful, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. I think we give it all the power. If we stop using it has no power.
Oh yeah.
That's just my opinion on that.
Oh yeah.
Hey y'all, it's let's see. It's almost under 100, what? It's under 100 days before the election, right? Almost under 100 days. So if you haven't registered to vote already, you need to get hot out there.
Get on your mind. Who you going to vote for? Y'all better get it on your mind.
I'm not telling you who to vote for, but what I'm saying is it's a war going on there, and we need to handle that. We need to get on it. It's not pretty. It is not pretty at all. But then again, everything happens for a reason. That's what's said, right?
Oh, yeah. If you don't vote, you don't count.
Hey,
make your vote count.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. But getting back to this church incident for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
That is a shame, though. And then they waited till almost time for them to have the wedding to let them know that, they couldn't have it in the church. Now, don't get me wrong, there's actually some members that were upset about it, so now they're supposed to be, having a meeting to discuss, that
and they probably make the pastor leave the church.
Well,
are they going to still stay members at the church?
Well, see, that's the thing. Now, they may not stay members, the ones that, want to keep up the old tradition, but that's their choice.
Yeah.
That's one good thing about America. They have the choice to leave.
Yeah.
That's what you can say. But guess what, y'all?
Yeah.
Here's something else that's very interesting. There's a survey done, and it said that half of Americans do not know the president's religion. So I'm going to ask y'all before I tell you, what is the president's religion? Somebody tell me what his religion is, and I'll tell you where you're
from. Come on with it. Who is it? What's his religion?
Yeah, what is President Barack Obama's religion?
Somebody clues. He born in Hawaii. Then he got to Chicago. And then
somebody let me know what that is. Because, see, apparently they say half of Americans do not know. And I kind of find that hard to believe.
Yep. I don't even know.
Huh?
I don't even know.
Well, see, you know what? I'm glad you're honest. Okay. Well, since I ain't getting no response, I guess a lot of people don't know either I'm talking to. Well, I knew. But only 49% of respondents said that President Obama was Christian, while 17% said he was Muslim, you know, and nearly one in three Republicans said that the president was a Muslim. Now, like, that's a surprising stat, right? One in three.
Yeah.
You know.
Man.
He's Christian. Yeah. So, now, with that being said, you know, can this poll that was taken actually be a true representation of what the American perception is of the president? Or is it just people allowing their own beliefs and opinions to guide what they think as far as the response to this question, or thinking he's a Muslim? Hello?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe they might be going by his hair or something, or his skin color. I know when he was inaugurated in, he said he was named was Barack Hussein Obama.
Right. So you think maybe the name has something to do with it?
Let's see, does the name have anything to do with his religion?
Yeah, with people, well, not with his religion, but with the perception that people think
he's Muslim. That might be it. That probably what did it there.
Think that did it?
If Hussein had never got added, they probably would have thought he was, you know, more people probably would have thought he was Christian.
Okay. So.
But right when that dude got up there with that Bible, he had all 66 books right there in front of him. He said, I, Barack Hussein Obama, the whole America changed their mind right now. That ain't, no, that there is Muslim. He believed in Muslim right there. That was killed it right there.
That's what
made the cow jump the moon right there.
All right, that made the cow jump the moon. I like that. Okay, so, all right, what about, remember when they was talking about putting that Islamic community center two blocks from Ground Zero? You think that had something to do with it?
Oh man, yeah, that could. That's just little itching it on in there. Yeah. Put the Islamic community system right there beside the Ground Zero. Just put it right two blocks down. Yeah, they could have did it right there too.
They could have did it right there, huh?
Yeah, if they said bring all the men out the army back over here to America, and then let them come over here and do us like that, yeah, that right there could, yeah, that could make it be Muslim. Now he's trying to get all of them back over here so they can come over here and shoot. Yeah, that could make somebody change their mind right there.
That makes somebody change their mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay. All right. Let's see. Somebody in the chat room say if they would have done their research when they would have known his full name. Well, you know, like I say, the full name maybe has some Hussein. You know, and right now, anybody named Hussein or Muhammad, you know, they automatically got that stigma on them. Now, is that a good thing? No.
No, because my name Italian. I got an Italian name, but that don't mean. They don't necessarily mean, you know. Yeah. Just like Jay Cuz, the rapper from Houston, was named Scarface. They don't mean he came from Cuba. Right there. They, just,
okay.
They don't necessarily mean. Just because MC Hammer had Hammer in the name, they don't mean he just hit a lot of nails. That don't mean it. That really don't mean he came out of a tube shot.
Okay. Okay, I mean, that's a good point. That's a good point. So, basically, we letting our own inhibitions in relation to his name just go about, you know, guide us, make us think to what his religion is, which is not a good thing, but it's human. You know?
Yeah.
You got to say that much. It's human. That's what we do. That's
all
what
they
we do.
Do. All they knew, he was a little bit darker than Bush, but he was a little bit lighter than Tyrone. That hair just had a little bit more wave than that boy from The Young and the Restless, Malcolm. He had a little bit more wave than him, you know.
Okay.
And especially when he said, I think that it's time for the American people to have a change. Right there, when he said that, they said, no, that, yeah. When he said, I'm the president of the United States of America, and I believe that it's time for the American people to have a change. Yeah, when he tried to change America, that right there what really did it there.
Yeah. That did it, huh?
Yeah, we don't really that change, you know. We don't. Yeah, when he tried to change what was already in place, that he came up with the Obamacare to help you out. Now you ain't got to pay $900,000 to go to the doctor. You can go for free. But yeah, they don't really let it change. That ain't Christian. That's Muslim. There.
Okay, that's what the problem is.
Oh yeah, man, some did it. Some did it. Suit he have on or something. I don't, his wife, them two daughters, that dog, the grandma, the mama that did. Some did it. I don't know what. I can't really put my finger on it, but get what? Some did it.
Okay. Some did it. That I'm talking about right there. Hey, y'all, I want to thank y'all for listening. You're listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and we're having a very, very spirited conversation. Today is Open Mic Monday, so whatever on your mind, let's talk about it. We still got about an hour to go, so we can do whatever we want to talk about. If you want to join in, you dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you join me in my chat room, which is open and full of conversation as well. All right. Now, getting back to the show today. Now, here goes another one for you. I want to talk about Mr. Mitt Romney, you know, because he's over there on his little tour of the Mideast and all that place. And he's actually doing some crazy things over there. You know, basically, he telling them folk they can go ahead and bomb Iran. he said, oh, well, he don't have no problem with it. He'll respect them if they went ahead and bombed Iran. And basically, he also, he also kind of put out that, it's not too far-fetched, you know, to get involved in that little mess, too. You know, and here's my thing about that. Dude, are you crazy as hell? We don't want to go.
Yeah.
We done been through enough wars. You know what I mean?
Can we just get along?
Yeah.
y'all gone, get them. Yeah, I gone. He ain't going to be over there with them when they do it. Is you going to get a gun and shoot too?
No, you know he ain't got no weapon to shoot too. But see, here's my thing. He making all these great promises. Hey, he not even in the office yet.
He just making decisions. He ain't got the position to make.
Yeah, over there making promises.
He just telling people to go on and do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, then to top it off, he decided to tell them that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel, and we're going to move our embassy to Jerusalem.
See there.
You know, what in the hell is he doing? I'm just going to put it out there. What is he doing?
That's Muslim. That ain't Christian there.
Well, you know, no, everybody knows he's a Mormon now. You got to give it to him. He's a Mormon.
Okay. Yeah, do they do stuff like that? Do people tell people go on bomb or how it go?
No.
I ain't never been there in one of them. I just seen them on TV. So I ain't know how they do or none of that. I know they wear them little things, and I don't know if they got anything to do with it or not.
No, they don't wear those things. You know, they wear a lot of women, but they don't wear those things.
Okay, that's probably what it is then. Or something.
But, I mean, how can you go over there to other countries? You not the president. The president not too long on left, but you going to go over there and make these little crazy things on promises. What really is going on?
He going somewhere else making up stuff.
Yeah.
He need to come over here and make these gas prices go down then if he can. Tell AT&T to stop going up on the bill and taking all. Let everybody have a rollover and unlimited internet. That's probably what everybody, he need to come over here and tell these car prices, car places, stop selling car $995,000. Make the insurance go down on them.
Oh.
Full coverage of $100. If you ain't got full coverage, just wear that $50.
You say, just cut it in half, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Well.
Come over here and make these jobs pay more than $7. Make minimum wage go to $15 or $20 an hour.
Well, you know, it's not like it's going to happen under him because, you know, he believes in outsourcing. Mm-hmm. You know, in other words, he likes sending jobs over everywhere else but in the United States.
So he want to be a – I'm finna calculate because I'm from Mississippi.
Oh. Uh-huh. So you finna calculate.
He going to put all these jobs together over here in America, send them cross seas, tell the people over there to bum each other. Who going to work the job if everybody did? See there, I knew something was wrong when he, what his name, Mick Romney? Yeah, Romney. That sounds like somebody that really didn't just necessarily get everything in order right there. Mick Romney, yeah, that pretty much sounds like somebody didn't get all the information.
Yeah, somebody thinking, well, his mother, who named the child Mitt anyway? But, you know, that's something for a whole nother thing.
Probably what would happen, she listened to a lot of Mick Jagger songs. Probably they had a lot of stuff strained tied around her head and rocking out one Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
That's probably what did it there. She just Mick Jagger said, well, I'm going to have a baby named Mick Romney.
Okay.
Sounds pretty good.
Okay. Well, I guess you may have a point. Let's see. So we got to say, do you really think that he stands a chance to being elected our next president? Okay. So do you think that Mick Romney stands a good chance of being elected our next president?
Do I think that? Well, do y'all think somebody want to bum everything should be? Okay, I'm going to let y'all just take that and run with it.
Well, you know, we already had one of those. And we ended up in two different separate wars. So we already had one of those. We know how that's going to work out.
Yeah, you probably ain't going to win it, Mick. Not this time. You probably just cancel yours and just take off the signs all off everybody's grass and go on, wait till the next go-round come up.
Oh, Mrs. Stornell says she need to go call AT&T about her bill going up. She said, thanks for reminding her.
Yeah, we're going to have to get in touch with Mick Romney's, all these bums going. Them the people that making the cell phones over there. They're going to make a cell phone and call it a Samsung. They're going to send it over here, and every time you make a call, they're going to blow up. Gone getting Mick Romney. Them leave them people alone and let them go and eat whatever, wear their dresses around their eyes or however they dress over there. Just stay on over here and try to straighten this out.
Okay.
Every time we get somebody in the office over here, they want to go over there and make up decisions. And them people already got president. Let them make up their own decision for their own people. You just stay over here and make up a decision for us.
Well, you let them tell it that what they're doing. You know, what's his name? Dick Cheney is back in the news, too. You know, he's back and complaining. He says President Obama is the worst president since Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. See there?
Yeah.
You can go by his first name. He probably ain't going to be too much of a good. I'm going to just let that long rest there. I'm just going to.
Now, you know, everybody knew Dick Cheney was running the White House anyway, you know, when Bush was in office. But see, here's the catch to that. I'm going to tell you what the real deal is. See, Cheney has a part of it, you know, in stake in Halliburton, the companies over there, you know, building and serving food. They got a piece of the oil that's going on over there. So he's not just saying that to be correct. He's looking after his own pocket. Because everybody got to remember, him and Bush are oil men. That's where that money come from.
Yeah.
You know? So it's important to them that we stay over there and, as they say, keep that region stabilized, because we hurting their money if we don't.
Well, they need to let the, I don't know what they need to do then. Put a chain on it, I guess, or a chain or something. If they got oil, let's bring it over here and let the gas prices go down. Then if y'all already got it,
no, they ain't
going to help their money out right there. They're going to mess up the money. I can't do that.
You know, just like I was talking about Thursday, transparency. Are y'all aware that the gas companies, even while everybody else was losing money, were making $1 billion profits? I mean, I didn't say million. I say $1 billion in profit.
And then another thing, when they came out with these clumpers for bumpers or bumper, when they were just making you take your car up to the dealership and getting you a new car, and then when you can't pay it, they come back and tell you, they've been already towing your car up. See?
You know what? I said that was going to happen. All the people took them cars in that were paid off, turned, well, put my car in, I get me a new car.
Yeah.
And the dealers, dealers hit them with them payments and they can't pay them. The dealer come get that car, and then they got your old car. So now you riding the bus or walking.
Yeah.
You know, but the dealers got kind of did bad in that deal too, though. Because it became so popular, the government couldn't pay them fast enough for doing it. You know, so I don't know if some of them still may not have gotten all their money.
Right. Ain't no telling what could have happened. Everybody losing,
huh?
Yeah.
No.
See, well, man, I'm going to have to, I got some more stuff. I got to do some more radio stations. I got a call. I'm just calling in, having fun with y'all today.
Okay.
Me and Bob, aka 811 Impersonator.
All right. Appreciate you, bro. Have a good one.
You too, man.
All right. All righty, y'all. we do appreciate him. He kept us laughing. And he made some good points, though. He really did. He made some good points. So y'all make sure y'all call AT&T if you got AT&T phones and talk to them about y'all bills. Oh, Lord have mercy. That is just funny. It really is. That is so funny. But let's go back to this Romney thing, y'all, because this Romney thing has really got me crazy. He over there making promises, big-time promises. You know, so if he's elected, y'all already know, the ones who got kids that's of age, y'all might as well go and get them the suits now. Go and get them in shape. Because they're going somewhere. Of course, he said, you know, he's not going, if it happens, you know, it's not going to be a ground. I don't know where he been at, because the ones that have been over there, we already know, it's going to be ground. you just can't do it. But then again, what do we know? We just the citizens that vote, right? We just the voters. Y'all listen to what I'm saying. We are just the voters. Okay, so, you know, he can get in office. But we are the voters. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying too much more, but I'm just saying we are the voters. And how many of y'all out there already registered to vote anyway? Tell the truth. Tell the truth. And even if you're in a different state from what you live in, how many of you registered for the absentee ballot? Say, yeah, you can do that too. So that you can't use that as an excuse. Can't use that as an excuse. So you need to, because we all really do need to get to and vote. We really do. Don't think because, you know, it was easy last time, it's going to be easy this time. Because it's not. It's really not. And in fact, it's getting closer by the day. If you're really paying attention. Because they are not holding any punches, y'all. I'm telling you, they're doing everything possible. Romney went over there and raised $1 million at a fundraiser. $1 million. So you think they playing? Yeah, some people say, well, they just setting them up for the next time. No, they're not. They trying to win now. They ain't trying to set up for the next 4 years. They don't want the next 4 years for the president. They don't. Now, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm just telling you to vote. That's what I'm telling you. Use your own form of research or you know, call it, ask somebody you really trust. But in the end, it comes down to your decision, what you really want out of your government. Now, when I say that, you got to really know what you want out of your government. Don't be going there and talking about you want no penny candy, you know, no jawbreakers. All right, that's not what it is, okay? Make sure it's something that's realistic, all right? You know, I want a better car. Well, get out there and work and get you one. You know, because some of y'all trifling like that. Y'all ask for some of the craziest things, knowing good and well the president ain't got nothing to do with that. Just like when he went in and came into office. Yeah, I'm talking about y'all. Oh, we got a black man in office. Now everything going to be gravy. This man has a country to run, not just the black neighborhood. You know, not just the ghettos. He has a whole country. The free, what they call it, the free world. what they call it, the free nation, the only free nation in the world, something like that.
One of the issues with his campaign was he called it by himself the neighborhood.
Mm.
But that was the wrong label.
You know, I mean, if he called it the neighborhood, maybe he felt that, and that's not a bad thing to call it the neighborhood.
Not a bad thing, but
it
took us
for
them to capitalize that.
You know, so, hey, he's a black man, and is the neighborhood, it's the neighborhood. At least he didn't call it the hood, as some folk call it. You know, but back to what I'm saying, y'all. Y'all need to get out there, get to hustling. You know, if you register for vote, make sure everybody else in your house register to vote. You know, then you go to your mama house, make sure your mom and them register to vote. You know, then you go to your auntie house, make sure auntie Sarah and all them ready. Then you go to the grandma house, granny house. You know, just go on down the family line. That way, everybody ready to vote. And on when it's time to vote, hey, if you got the only car, I guess you're going to be making a lot of trips, huh? But at least you know they voted and their voices were heard. Right? Because if you don't vote, then what you going to do? You can't say nothing. And Florida, y'all know y'all need to get out and vote. Something terrible. I ain't lying because, you know, y'all know who y'all got in office down there. Y'all know he's doing some dirty, dirty stuff going on. I'm just going to call it like it is. Y'all know, what's his name, Charlie Crist? That the y'all governor? I think that's his name. But anyway, y'all know he down there doing some dirty stuff. So y'all sit home on election day if you want to. It'll be another like George W. and Al Gore. You know, Al Gore won the popular, but George Bush got the electoral. That's not how it's supposed to work, but it worked that way that time. You already know he's scrubbing the list, trying to get voters knocked off the list. So that's why it's important that y'all go out there and get registered to take. You mean you're not going to take the place of all the ones that got knocked off, but at least some of you would take the place of some of those, and the votes still be there. Yeah, get your deadbeat boyfriends up and make them go too. You know, yeah, he laying up there in his boxers, whatever. Get him up and make him go too. Hey, well, he should be out trying to get a job, but I ain't going to go there either. And them, you know what? Look, you youngsters, quit talking about ain't no jobs out there for you. All right, quit saying that. There's plenty of jobs out there for you. Just get off your high horse and go and get one. Understand what I'm saying? You know, Lowe's Hire, Home Depot, Pick and Save, Wendy's, McDonald's, Publix. You know what I'm saying? There's somewhere to go and work. Call centers. I mean, there's somebody's gonna hire you if you keep looking. But don't be going here looking like you just, you know, you thugged all out. No pants hanging off. You got on a white beater, unshaven, talking to the man like you talking to one of your boys. No, that's not how you do it. That's not how you do it, people. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. We need to do better. We really do. We need to do better. Better, better, better. That's right. Because you walk around here looking bad. And ladies, you too. You too. Don't folk don't want to see the inside of your thighs? Put on a decent length dress. They don't want to see all that stuff up top bubbled up like it's about to choke you. No, be presentable, professional. You know, if you got a low cut thing on, put a tank top or a blouse on under it or something. No, nobody want to see all that cleavage. You trying to get a job, working in an office, not dancing anywhere. I'm just saying. You know, y'all may not agree with me, but I'm just putting it out there. I'm just putting it out there. Because if you, I guarantee if y'all was to go and sit in an office and just watch the people walk in talking about they coming to apply for a job, you would actually shake your head at what they you would. Because it's just downright disgraceful. I'm going to say it's disgraceful. You know, it's bad enough you got 8,000 tattoos on your neck and your arm. And then you come in there with your hair colored all different ways. Really? Why don't you wait till you get the job before you do all that? You know, once you get the job, then maybe you're going to ease it on in. But I'm telling you, because if I was an employer and you walked up in my office looking like that, you're automatically turning me off. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, I go through the motions. That's true. But you can guarantee you won't be working for me. And that's what happens a lot of times when you walk in to these people's office. I don't care. You can have the best resume, be the best qualified person there is. But because you decided to go in and, you know, have dressed and looking crazy, you didn't get the job. You didn't get the job. Then you want to say, well, no, ain't no jobs out there. No, it's not that there's no jobs out there. It's that you just not going to a job looking presentable enough to get one. That's right. And stop saying that the government ain't causing nothing. Now, and that's another thing y'all keep, some of y'all there keep saying, the government ain't stopping you from doing anything. Nothing. You stopping yourself. The question is, how hard are you willing to work to get what you want? Now, y'all know I've done a show on this already, so, you know, I'm just, you know, refreshing some of y'all mind because I know y'all don't let it slip away. But how hard are you willing to reach that goal that you set for yourself or you set for your family? Remember, for the parents out there, remember now, you done set the goal and you done told your child this is what you want. So that child is sitting there looking at you and saying how hard you going to work. You know why? Because that's going to determine how hard they're going to work. You don't believe it, but it's true. It's true. Now, I'm getting off my soapbox on that. I done said all I'm going to say about that. Y'all know I get to tripping sometimes. Y'all know I get to thinking about some things, and I'm supposed to be talking about other things, and next thing you know, I done went all on a different rant. But y'all fault, because y'all make me do them things. But I love y'all. I really do. But back to Romney and President Obama. Y'all need to pay attention now. Y'all need to pay attention. Hey, you know they have a debate in October. I think it's October the 8th. Is it October? October the 8th, I think. There's a debate between the two of them. I highly encourage you to tune in. You know, get out of your little game shows or what have you and watch it. You know, and see, you know, what's going on, what they're talking about. It's not hard. It's not like you'd be extra busy anyway, sitting there watching American Idol or The Voice or I Think You Can Squat or whatever. No, they got so many on there now, you don't know what the heck you're looking at. You know? You just don't know. Hey, you know, they charged that guy with 24 counts of murder. Ooh! Yep. Was it 24 count? Yep. They charged James Holmes with 24 counts of first-degree murder and more than 100 other violent offenses related to his shooting. Mm-hmm. So that's the man who shot at the movie theater. So they already, hey, it's out there now. Hold on, I see I have a caller on the air. Hello,
hey,
Let's Talk. What's on you?
Hey, how are you?
Hello? I'm doing fine. How are you?
This is Ronnie Martin. This is Ronnie Martin.
Hey, okay, Ronnie. So what you got? Hello? Yeah, what you got on your mind, man?
I have a great deal of admiration for you guys. I want to work with you. First of all,
you want to work with me?
Have a saying. I'm sorry, like you want.
Okay.
Maybe that is so.
Okay, sir. Well, you breaking up. You coming in and out. Okay, well, just hang up and call back. We get a better connection.
Bullshit.
Thank you, caller. Okay, y'all. I don't know what that was about, but okay. We had some technical difficulties there. You know, I don't know. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hey, y'all, guess what? The London police done lost the keys to Wimbledon Stadium. Y'all know what that is? That's where they be playing Wimbledon and all them tennis matches and stuff. The police done lost the keys. So if y'all find the keys, make sure you send it back to them, okay? Or, heck, just take a trip over there and then just go and stand in the middle of the court. He can't work with you. Oh, okay. That what he was saying? He can't work with me? He need to go to the firing range. Oh, I guess that's what that guy was saying. They told me in the chat room, say he said he can't work with me. I don't know. I think he was... He y'all know what? He probably had just got finished with one of them trees and didn't realize what he was doing. You know, he just got finished with one of them trees. Ooh. I'm telling you, man, it's Monday, so you know it's Monday. It's Monday, y'all. So you got to understand. Anything happen on Monday? You're listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Today is Open Mic Monday, and we've had some great conversation. If you want to join in, dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can join me in the chat room, where we be having some fun there also. Okay, sir, we're moving right along. You're moving right along. I don't know, y'all. I think Mitt Romney does have a chance. I know that question asked, and we really didn't get into it like we're supposed to. But, yes, and, you know, when it comes to things like that, to be honest with you, there's always a chance. There's always a chance. Now, if you believe the polls that's going around, then, yes, he's going to win without a doubt. But, like, you know, we had the show on polls last week. And you know how that goes too. They just a survey. That's all it is. And they put them out where they want to get the right response. Put it that way. You never see them polling in the hood, do you? Heck no. You're not gonna see them polling in the hood because number one, we don't answer 1-800 numbers, and number two, They just don't want to hear us. You're going to put it out there and tell the truth about it. It's okay. It's okay. That's what's happening. No, that is what's happening. So, yeah, y'all need to be careful about that. Them surveys have you going in the wrong way. They have you going the wrong way. Hey, y'all know they trying to redo the Bible on us again. Yep. The New Bible Translation tackles the challenge of turning ancient Greek and Hebrew texts into modern American English. And then as a twist, it's written like a screenplay. So now they're taking the Bible and making it like a book. you know what those screenplays are? You know where it says, okay, Jesus said, do this, and I mean, yeah. You know, okay, here's an example. Take the passage from Genesis. Take the passage from Genesis in which God gets angry at Adam for eating the forbidden fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, here's how the Bible, this new Bible is going to be. Adam, pointing at the woman, it was she, the woman you gave me as a companion, put the fruit in my hands and I ate it. God, to the woman, what have you done? Eve, it was the serpent. He tricked me. I ate. Later, Eve bears her first son, Cain. Eve, excited in quotation marks. Look, I have created a new human, a male child, with the help of the Eternal. What in the heck are they talking about? Why are they even bothering to do that? Huh? Now they redoing the Bible. My goodness. Hold on, I got another caller.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Oh, this is Rocky Martin.
Yes, sir. How you doing today? What's on your mind?
I understand that you perhaps have some type of affection for me. You understand? Hey, how are you?
Okay, I'm doing fine. Sir,
You will not control my destiny.
You doing your destiny? Is your destiny to smoke trees, sir?
Would you love to have me call your mother or your father and insult them, you jerk? If it was not you, I humbly apologize.
Uh-huh. Sir, do you have anything to talk about?
No, bullshit.
You want to talk about bullshit?
Bullshit.
Okay, so what about it?
Bullshit. Don't call ever my family and fuck with them. He said, wow, he's a dumbass old nigger.
Well, sir, you know what?
If you gave me 1/100th of the interest on your goddamn money, I could feed my people. All that you all love will fill with repercussions. You understand? Quatangin one.
Well, I mean, are you talking to the tree, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking to the trees? Okay. So, I mean, what is it telling you?
There are people unnamed in high echelon positions that I could call at this moment to nullify the fucking satellite radio industry. You understand? First of all, the Biavians have a saying. You understand? Hey, how are you?
Okay. Yep, that's a recording. Okay. I had to check, y'all. I had to check and make sure. Had to check. Well, he did say he was talking to the trees, though. Y'all heard me ask him, was he talking to the trees? He said yes. I don't know whether he was pushing buttons or what. Well, I tell you, I get the weirdest people, man. Does that mean it's a good show? I don't know. I just get the strangest people. Good Lord. It's Monday. It is Monday, y'all. That is so funny. Whoo, Lord, have mercy. I don't know where they come from, but they get out there, don't they? But anyway, let's get back to this new Bible. But, basically what they're doing is, you know, they have Adam, and if it says Adam is pointing, they have the word pointing in parentheses, and then they go on with the with the rest of the sentence. So basically, if they're doing it like a strip, if there's any action, the action is going to be in parentheses, and it's written like a movie script. You know, it's written like a movie script. I don't know, you know, and that's the way they're doing the New Bible. Yeah. New Bible translation. Like they hadn't, you know, and here's the thing. It's not like they haven't changed enough of the words in the Bible as it is. Now they're getting like this. You remember back in the day? I know some of us do. when you had the Bible say, thus says the Lord, and it was all in red and what have you. Now, man, the Bible sounds so much like regular day English, you lose the translation and the importance of it sometimes. You know? I mean, why you want to change the way the Bible is written? Huh? Why? You know, it's just, I don't know. Sometimes man needs to leave things alone. You know? It really does. Because it's really, I don't know. Stop messing with the Bible. No, it's bad enough. We don't want, you know, we don't want to know what y'all saying or what y'all wanted to say. Leave it alone and let what Jesus wanted to say. Good Lord. Mm-mm-mm. I'm just saying, y'all. Y'all agree with me? Don't y'all, you know? Did y'all agree? I think so. I think they should just leave it alone. Yeah, you need to be left alone. Because, I mean, really? You always want to bother something. Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm-mm. I don't know, y'all. Hey, was anybody aware that there was a AIDS conference, World AIDS conference, held in the United States last week? A week before last? Did anybody know that? You know, but nobody really said anything about it, huh? You know, nobody really said anything about it. And, you know, AIDS is still a very, very rampant disease in the African-American community. I'm just putting it out there, y'all. So, you know, if you're out there getting your swerve on, protect yourself. And young ladies, if you meet these men, especially around the Atlanta, Georgia area, use some protection, because a lot of these brothers out there, they're on the down low. They're on the down low. If you know what the down low is, they doing men and women. Okay? Some of y'all call it bisexual, but we're going to call it what it is. You know, and y'all need to be careful out there. I mean, if that's your sexual preference, that's you. But be careful. Because, you know, half the women that have been diagnosed with AIDS got it from a man. Usually their so-called boyfriend, they didn't know what's on the down low. That's right. Once again, I'm just letting you know. Because some things like that, they just slip by. And people don't pay attention to. That's all. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all guess what? Israel firm says they grow Hylas marijuana. Researchers at a medical marijuana plantation atop the hills of the Galilee in Israel say they have developed marijuana that can be used to ease the symptoms of some ailments without getting patients high. Well, guess what? Let me ask you this question. What good is it if it ain't gonna get you high? You know? I mean, I guess if it can help, but isn't that part of the joy of it? You know, to get you high and release some, relieves the stress and relaxes you? I don't know. I'm just asking y'all. I'm going to have to see. I know somebody's going to try that and give me the scoop on that. Hylas weed. Okay. That's interesting. Hylas weed. How many of y'all done watched the Olympics? Or are y'all like me waiting for the track and field? Yeah, I'm waiting for the track and field myself. Of course, you know, I done watched a little volleyball and, you know, a little something else and something else. See, that's how important. You know, the gymnasts. I like the gymnasts, man, but they couldn't stay on the mat last night. Just tumbling, kept going off the mat. And how do you play beach volleyball inside? That takes away from it. Huh? That takes away from it. If you're gonna, I mean, I know they got a beach somewhere in London. Play outside for real. Make it real interesting. If it's raining, they got to play in the rain, you know? As long as it's not lightning. They're going to move it inside so everybody be. But I tell you, that's not the Olympics I know. Back in the day, if it rained, you played outside in the rain. That's right. But, yeah, it has been, well, the part I've watched has been pretty good. I watched the bike racing, man. The bike racing was on point. I'm not going to lie. Them cats can ride them bikes 200 and something miles. They better than I am. Because that's about the first mile I'm getting off that sucker. But, you know, then again, that's why I'm not out there, right? Right. Let's see. It says, God made sure I was born with everything I need, and I didn't come with instructions or a Bible. Okay. I have come a long way. Well, somebody said I had come a long way. Sir, you just got your answer. It has been pretty good so far. You're talking about the Olympics, huh? Track and field is like a main event show. I know, but they always have that. You know what? It's like if you go to a track meet, a live track meet, all the track field, you know, to meet the races themselves, the finals usually are the last ones. Why is that? Because you know why? Because they know once that is over with, people leaving. People are leaving. Shoot. Hey, y'all know what? My little brother used to run track. Yes, he did. He was so cute, too. He was a cute little joker running track. Yeah, he was. He used to run right to the refrigerator and back. But he was cute doing it. Okay, I couldn't resist that one. That was a joke. Hey, it's open mic Monday. It's open mic Monday. Oh, come on, y'all. What y'all got on your mind? Talk to me here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And please, somebody tell me, why? Why do you get all these tattoos on your back and your stomach? And then it be of other people names. Other people names and stuff. And then once you break up with them, you still got that name on your back and your booty and what have you. Huh? I'm just saying, stop getting all them dang on tattoos. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with tattoos. But, you know, sometimes you just get carried away. And the piercings, man, the piercings. It's nothing more annoying than talking to somebody, looking at them. They got a piercing in the nose, in the eyebrow, you know, on the lip, the ears. You're like, okay, is there anywhere else you can find to put a hole? You know, come on, y'all. Get out of that. Get out of that. Get out of that. Don't do that. I'm not understanding that. That is not a good thing. That's not a good thing. It's really not. Hey, y'all know the postal system, they're having trouble. They're talking about closing down some stores again. I'm just saying. So y'all better be paying attention to that in your neighborhood. Y'all really do. Y'all need to. All right, Democrats look to back gay marriage at convention because you know the national convention is coming up. So I guess the Democratic Party is going to include support for gay marriage as its party platform. You know it's about to be hot and popping now, right? Huh? Let's see. I don't think that a man should put a woman other than his mother and a woman or child should not put a man other than father or child. Oh, you're talking about the tattoos, huh? Well, yeah. But, I mean, that's good. But don't be, if you're going to do that, put it somewhere where only you know, you can see it. You know, why you got it all around your neck? You know, all going up and down your arm. You know, if you live somewhere where it's 110 degrees in the summertime, sweating your behind off if you got to wear long sleeves to work. Right? So why not just put it on a shoulder or two? You know, like some of y'all do, put it on your chest or your back. You know, something that's going to be covered. And you still can be comfortable and not look crazy when you, you know, decide to put short sleeves on or something. That's right. We don't need any more Lil Wayne's running around here. Okay, who is Lil Wayne? Okay, but whoever Lil Wayne is, we don't need any more Lil Wayne's running around here. That's what I've been told. And it's okay. It's okay. Hey, y'all, I tell you what, how about the day when y'all go out, count about how many people y'all can see with just more than 8 tattoos on. And just take a random sample and count how many. It's just in your normal day, you know, normal day routine. You don't have to go especially looking for them. I'm sure some of you, they're right there in front of you. Right? I know. They're there. They are there. Okay. Hey, check this out. So, you know what? Do anybody, I mean, I really don't have anything wrong with, you know, the same-sex stuff, but I still think that's nasty. I really do. What y'all think? Y'all think it's nasty, too? I mean, you know, it is what it is, that between them and God and what have you, but it's still nasty. It really is. That's nasty. It's too nasty. And we ain't going to talk about it too much more because it's nasty. No, but everybody, like they say, everybody deserves somebody. There's always somebody out there for you. Now, whether it's the same person, I don't know. The same sex, I don't know. I know it's not the same person for me. They are human just like everyone else, and they bleed the same blood. You are right. They are human just like everyone else, and they bleed the same blood. That's right. I agree with that. I really do. But I still don't understand two men with two men with big old beards talking about, "Hey, baby," and "Honey, you are foolish." I'm telling you, I can't see that, y'all. That is just So they should be given the same rights as everyone else. I'm not saying they shouldn't be given the same rights. That's not what I'm saying. So they should be given. What I'm saying is, it's nasty. I mean, they be given all the rights they want to. That's fine. I ain't got nothing to do with that. It's still nasty. Yeah, we more acceptable of women than men, but it's still nasty. I guess it's the same. Women prefer, you know, don't like women on women, and men don't like men on men. So, I mean, unless, you know, you're on the down low or something. But, hey, it is what it is, people. It's still nasty. You know, it's still nasty, period. All right. I'm, you know what? I'm not saying no more now. I think I'm through for the day now. Oh, my goodness. All right, my peeps. I think this is the show for today. I do appreciate you, though. And I thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And we had fun today. Open Mic Monday. Open Mic Monday is always fun. Always interesting anyway. Hey, but check me tomorrow, man. I think we have a great show tomorrow. And it's race relations. You know, do that really exist? So we're going to be talking about some serious stuff tomorrow. So join in. Until then, I'll see you there. I'm out.